It's Wednesday, the 16th of July, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia's largest cybersecurity conference is currently underway in Windhoek, drawing over 2,000 delegates to drive collaboration and legislative progress in digital security. The International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition is the country's most comprehensive cybersecurity event to date. The Director of ITC and Development at the Information Ministry, Linda Aipinge.
As a ministry, we continue to lead from the front. Our cybersecurity awareness campaign is ongoing with weekly online awareness sessions open to the public and institutions. We also provide training to organizations upon request, and I encourage you all to attend, participate, and invite your networks. We have made significant progress on the cybercrime bill with drafting work now underway. It's almost completed in earnest. Admittedly, part of the delay has been due to a lack of expertise in the cyber law, a challenge we also encountered with the data protection bill.
Oshikoto Regional Governor Saki Kathindi has called on road contractors to consult with community members and local business owners before removing their structures during road construction. Future Media's Mariana Mupala has more.
Kathindi made their remarks during the inspection of Engoi Omtera Road today. During his statement, Kathindi highlighted the need for road contractors to collaborate with community members and business community to avoid tensions and ensure good cooperation. Kathindi tendered his disappointment as the tender was awarded in 2023 and was expected to be completed by last year. However, until now, it's not near completion. He further urged the road contractor company and the road authority to listen to the community and sit down with business owners to avoid tension and also to reach an agreement on the removal of their businesses when there's a need. Maria Nampara, reporting for Future Media, Ondangwa.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party has postponed its National Executive Committee meeting to allow for more political work on key matters, including the state of the Government of National Unity and alliance relations.
For the first time that the NEC regular is postponed, it was scheduled for July. What was postponed was a special meeting which was going to discuss the impasse around the budget, and that impasse was since resolved. So there's not been postponement of NEC meetings repeatedly.
The United States has deported 5 violent foreign nationals from Cuba, Jamaica, Laos, Vietnam, and Yemen to Eswatini after their home countries refused to accept them. The Department of Homeland Security described the individuals as uniquely barbaric on X. The deportations come amid ongoing support from the Trump administration for third country removal agreements. And UK inflation has hit its highest rate since January of 2024. The headline rate reached 3.6% in the year to June, up from 3.4% in May. Business commentator Declan Curry says the Bank of England could still cut interest rates in August.
The Bank of England has already said it expects inflation to go even higher to almost 4% in the autumn before falling back, so many economists still expect that the bank will cut its official borrowing costs next month.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.